AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Later today, the Federal Reserve is expected to announce it is leaving interest rates alone for the first time in 15 months. Meantime, there is another sign. Inflation pressures are easing. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
The latest government report finds producer prices were down 0.3% from April to May, with so-called core wholesale inflation up 0.2%. The sliding prices beat economists' forecast. There were price drops for food, transportation and warehousing, and energy, while prices for milk, coal, aluminum, snack chips, and business loans rose higher.
As tensions build between parties over the indictment of former President Donald Trump, a new AP NORC poll shows when asked about core values, including fairness, compassion, and personal responsibility, about 9 in 10 Democrats and Republicans agreed they were very or extremely important, but only about a third of each group said they believe the same was true for the opposing party. House Homeland Security Committee Chair Mark Green wants Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas removed from office.
I gave 24 years of my life as service as an Army officer, and I know what dereliction of duty looks like. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has been willfully derelict in his duties as Secretary of Homeland Security.
The Southern Baptist Convention has refused to welcome Saddleback Church back into the fold, rejecting an appeal by the California megachurch over its ouster in February for having women pastors. A fishing boat carrying migrants capsized and sank off the coast of Greece. At least 78 people are dead and many dozens are feared missing. Russian forces fired cruise missiles at the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa and shelled the eastern Donetsk region. Ukraine says their grinding advance against Russian forces is pressing slowly ahead. A 13-year-old boy was arrested in Bosnia after allegedly shooting and wounding a teacher inside an elementary school building. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting mostly higher on Wall Street ahead of a decision later Wednesday on interest rates by the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 was up 0.3%. The NASDAQ edged up 0.2%. The Dow fell 101 points. That's 0.3% because of a sharp drop in United Health. The insurance company warned of potentially higher costs as more older consumers catch up on getting procedures done. Trading was mostly quiet ahead of the Fed's announcement later in the afternoon. The wide expectation is that the central bank will hold rates steady after more than a year of raising them to fight inflation. Inflation has been coming down since its peak last summer. Wednesday morning, the Labor Department reported that growth in wholesale prices eased in May. Seth Sutel, New York.
Roger Payne, a scientist who spurred a worldwide environmental conservation movement with his discovery that whales could sing, has died of pelvic cancer. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.